Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today. As we start the program, we're doing it a little different this week. We're doing an open forum, and we have a number of ladies that have joined us, and we're doing an open forum of sharing messages and insight, love, light, and healing. And the different ladies who are partaking this evening, we have Jennifer, we have Marianne, we have Danielle, we have Kelly, and we have myself, April, and I'm happy to be here with you this wonderful new start of a new glorious year, and we're so happy to be able to share with you and share the messages of insight as they've come through and to us during this open forum meeting this evening. To begin the messages, we've had one message already come in and be shared. Another message I feel I need to share is for our gentleman who calls in and visits with us frequently, and his name is Nathaniel. And Nathaniel, they want me to share a message of encouragement, a message of love, and a message of light, that as you go into the year 2010, know that you are stepping into that year with a blessing that is stronger and more, the resonation of the power of that blessing is huge. That because you have been willing to step out on the limb of faith, and because you have begun to bring your vibration, you have begun to bring your soul balance into a place of receptivity, they're opening the gates, they're opening the floodgates of blessings. They're actually showing me that as the year 2010 is going and is happening, it might seem at first like, wow, this is kind of different. And then all of a sudden you're going to notice that, like they've given us the example a few times during the program, that freight train coming out of the station, it's going to take off. It's going to be very powerful, a very powerful year. And this is a message that fits for many who are listening, many who are sitting in this room right now and who have joined us this evening. We have one gal who has joined us through live feed, and as we've all joined in unison and we're bringing in these messages, there's many who are hearing this. The floodgates of blessings are opening up as we allow ourselves and we align ourselves with our higher purpose, with our divine source, with our connection with higher source, energy and power. That is a direction that we are going to be going that is going to be very powerful, very enlightenment. As they were talking before on one of the other programs, it's like flying over an area where there's a forest fire. They're re-showing me this, that as they're flying over and dumping out like the waters they do to stop a forest fire, that's what they're showing us, is that they're flying over and they're dropping these powerful blessings, these droplets of blessings, whether they be health blessings, whether they be financial blessings, whether they be spiritual blessings. But as we are adjusting our vibration and as we are bringing ourselves into a higher frequency and into a higher connection with our divine source, with our divine life path, and with our divine life purpose, we are being shown that they are going to be raining blessings that are just tremendous. One of the new messages for the new year also is that this year is going to bring much more peace, much more calm, and a vibration the vibration of comfort and knowing that we just got through ending some things and we just had some completions to things that were going on, and now we're moving into a newness, a freshness, and this new year is going to actually bring forward some very powerful new awakenings within all of us and within all of our spaces. There's going to be changes. I need to share a message with Kelly here. There's actually coming a point in time here, Kelly, where you are going to be making some major changes. You're going to be shifting through some of the trivial things. They're kind of showing me like you're going through a trinket box. And as you're going through this trinket box, you're taking out the things that are not significant, not important, and not key factors to your growth process and to that which is the best interest for you and your family. And they're saying that as you're going through this like trinketing box, you're going to start making some major changes. They're showing me between March and April, you're really going to have a huge dynamic change. I believe that you're even going to experience some location changes. You're going to find yourself out of your normal home state a little bit more than what you're even imagining is going to be happening at that point in time. They're saying that as you learn to trust and put yourself in their hand and in their guidance, that they're going to help you with this. Do you have any questions or any comments?
I am commenting that I know that this is feeling new and different even right now before you brought that message, and I'm feeling very, it's not panicky, but if you have ever had a panic attack or an anxiety attack, it sort of feels how your body can just kind of be overcome with this new energy, and I feel like they've come in right now just now to show me that things really are changing, things are going to be different, things will feel different. And I'm supposed to share that for other people out there listening who are waiting for that, well, that sign, the, you know, light, like, is it ever going to happen? You're going to start feeling like this. I feel as though I don't know how to describe it. It's amazing.
That quiet, that peaceful, that centered, that grounded, centered, focal.
And then at the same time, very vibrant. Like I feel as though I'm going down a bumpy road with all kinds of rocks and a big truck, and it's it's anxious in a good way, because I've been waiting a long time to sense this. This is definitely one of those senses that I'm, and my heart's going, and I know it. Thank you.
There's an excitement with that as well. They're saying that the excitement is going to also begin to build within your family, that your, I believe it's your daughter who's actually going to help bring in some enlightenment. She's younger, correct?
Yes.
It's your youngest child.
Yes.
They're saying that she's going to help bring in some enlightenment and some... She's actually going to give you an idea of where it is you're going. She's actually going to give you some feedback into direction and into almost like mapping it out, almost like charting the course. She's going to be a key player within that as well.
That's great, because we've been talking of going and not sure where or when either. So I'm looking forward to this.
Definitely a connection and allow her to move into her role, because that's part of her path. That's part of who she is being able to bring in and share this enlightenment, and it's going to help her as she begins to move into her adulthood and into her maturing of age. She's going to know how to navigate through a lot of things that are going to come up in her own life because of the process that you're helping her to accomplish right now.
So listen.
Listen to the little words that she says, the little messages that she says. Yes, there's a lot of enlightenment in there. There's a lot of intuition and really guidance and direction in knowing what that's all about. I also feel that, I'm not meaning to shift on you here, Kelly, but I'm also feeling that I need to share a message with another listener who has frequently spoken with me and has spoken with me about his job and his finding place of employment and going back into his career. And one of the messages that they're sharing with me to share with you is that as they were telling you to look for the new jobs and to look for the new things that you were going to go into, that you actually kind of got yourself wrapped up into it being back to the normal, and I'm seeing like the quotation marks, the normal type of work that you did. And they said if you go back and re-listen to some of the programs that are possibly in archived or possibly some of the programs or messages had come through to you, that they were saying that that career is making a shift, that career is actually making a change by what they were leading you and what they were guiding you into seeing and into doing. Yes, the process of bringing a lot of these things forward into, I believe it's like an eBay store or into an internet type of an online store situation is what I'm seeing. That is very beneficial for you, and it's a very beneficial place for you to be. But also, if you seek the outside employment, go back and listen to some of the messages and go back and listen to some of the words, and you're going to see that they were answering your questions in a way that you were not quite perceiving it and not quite picking it up exactly as you had been translating it. That now as you've had a switch and if you've had an awareness come in, this is now a time where you're going to see what the true message has been. That you're going to be able to see what that truth is all about. I'm hearing to share a message with you in particular, Danielle, and something that came forward last evening as we were visiting a little bit, and they're wanting me to share this message with you, but it's also global. This message is also outside of the confines of the message just being for you, and that being that we need to take time to enter into a meditative state. We need to take the time to enter into a quietness and to enter into an awareness so that we can be able to connect, able to hear, able to get guidance and insight into some of the different things that are happening in our world, with our loved ones, with our friends, with our children, with people that we're going to come across paths with. There's someone you're actually going to, for some reason, you're going to find yourself in what looks like a shopping center or a shopping mall type of area, and you're going to find yourself coming into contact with someone where you're going to have had to have been able to have enough little bits of quiet time that when they approach you or you approach them with information that you have, it's because you're going to have gotten it in quiet time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually it does, because I did some of that today, and I'm finding that people are coming to me in my quiet time, and it's almost like there's people that I've never even met that are actually coming to me in my meditation that are needing help, and I'm able to basically give them that help in that meditation time that I wouldn't have even known to do before. So that makes total, complete sense.
Okay. And they're also saying that in that quiet time, that a lot of times we put expectations on ourselves, and we put that expectation of, do I have to sit with just right? Do the lights have to be just right? Should I have incense burning? Should I... The big thing is you want to be able to stay aware, and you want to be able to keep the mind tuned. You want to keep the mind fresh to what's going on in the meditation time, is what they're telling me. I'm not sure if that makes sense to you. Can you maybe add some insight into that?
Yes, actually, today, like what I was saying I did earlier today, a lot of times before when I would meditate too late at night and I would fall asleep, and therefore I wouldn't remember the messages as well. So today I purposely made myself do it at a different time. I did it much earlier in the day, probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I continued to almost repeat the messages in my head so that I would remember and keep myself aware of what was going on as I was going through the meditation. Even though I was allowing myself to be in a quiet time, I was keeping the information so that I didn't go too far and fall asleep.
Excellent, excellent. I'm also hearing with that it may be something you want to start journaling or have some type of recording device handy, so that you can document that a little bit easier, like right as you're coming out of your meditation, you can actually take and write down, kind of like if you were doing a dream journal, write down key features so you remember them, because you are going to come across some people. Yeah, people are going to cross your path that you're going to be helping. There's also a couple of other people that are across the veil who are traveling through your space at this time that actually are trying to bring forward a message of hope, a message of encouragement, and a message of enlightenment. The enlightenment being that sometimes we've gotten so wrapped up in our traditions, and we've gotten so wrapped up in our, trying to think of the wording that they're giving me. We get so trapped in our
daily lives.
Daily lives, our routines, that when we pass, we need to bring over the message to the others to say, wait a minute, don't do what I did. And that's one of the energies that I'm feeling very strongly coming through, sharing that message of wanting to let others know that as she had gotten caught up in her traditions, as she had gotten caught up in her trainings and in her way of doing things, that now that she has arrived home, so to speak, and now that she has crossed the veil, she's trying to bring the message of enlightenment to others, and that she's trying to do this through dream time. That's one of the reasons why she is appearing at night. That's why one of the times that different people are sensing her around is at night, because she's trying to help through dream time. And to, you might want to speak to people from a higher level, to their higher conscious, to their higher self, and you can do that through a meditative channel. They're saying you can do this through a channel of connecting on a higher frequency. So kind of like for example, you knew that you have a grandmother that's trying to bring a message across to a sibling, that she's on the other side, go to that sibling's higher consciousness and higher awareness and share that insight with them through meditation, through the vibration, kind of like if you were to send it through like a telephone frequency, through an electrical vibrational frequency, and telling them and their higher mind, their higher good, to listen to the messages that are being spoken.
Right, and reinforce it.
Yes. Yes, and this way it's not like you have to go and try to say, oh, Grandma, so-and-so has been coming to me telling me that you need to change your ways. This is something then that allows them to receive that message and to receive that insight from the higher self, the higher awareness within themselves.
So they're not putting up that blockage of human blockage where we all do the defense. You're telling me to do this and that and the other thing. This is so that you go to their highest good without putting anything else in the way.
Correct. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I believe the message is trying to say. And I believe that is for many. I believe you're actually going to be doing this. I actually am seeing that you're going to have, I'm hearing soul walkers. I don't know what that means at all. But the terminology they're saying, you're going to have soul walkers who will come through to you, and this is going to give you an enlightenment to send this message to the higher, what did they call it a minute ago? To that higher awareness within themselves where they can receive that without it being a physical problem. They'll be able to hear it through that higher mind.
So people that I do or don't know that
you
I'm going to be doing this for?
Do not know. These are people that are going to come in and they're going to, for example, I'm seeing this one gentleman who's actually kind of like standing outside of your home waiting for the opportunity to visit with you during a meditation time, coming in and sharing a message. Would you please give a message to my mother that I love her and that I miss her? And that I want her to know that when she arrives home, I'll be there, da-da-da-da-da, that type of thing. And as he's giving you that message, you're actually going to see through your third eye a face that they're going to give you a visual of for you to be able to then connect with that face when you go into meditation time. So you're also going to want to keep a little notepad and pencil around yourself so that you can write down these little notes so that as you go into meditation, you can use these little like cue cards to help you until you get this practice down a little bit stronger.
It's actually funny you said that too, because earlier today I was, after I had come out of that one meditation with this one gentleman that I actually was helping, I actually thought about sketching out his face because I'm an artist and I can do that. And I was actually thinking about sketching out his face to see if I knew this person. It was really weird because now that you said that, you know, maybe that I need to do both, writing these journals down as well as sketching it out so that I can put two and two together. And if I come across that person, then I'll know.
It could be a visual for you as well, but it's going to be a signature. It's going to be an imprint connection for you is what they're telling me.
Okay.
Definitely can feel that very strongly with you, very, very strongly. I don't know if your daughter is there or not this evening. There is a message for her from her twin, and that is the celebration of life, the celebration of the newness of the new year, and allow him to help her as she is moving forward with this new path, this new journey of learning that she is aware of, that she knows what it is. They're not going to give us the whole message as far as that goes, because they said that she knows that he is a part of that new journey as well, and that she will cross paths with him while they are out and about. And my body is covered from head to toe with goosebumps as this one's coming through.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
That he is, they're actually crossing paths. They're actually during their time of this job, this work that she's doing, they're crossing paths.
Oh, how wonderful.
Definitely a strength there.
I have something that came in, and this is just for people sort of like me who found themselves needing to find answers to questions they've had for maybe their entire lives, and that is you have to trust and you have to work through the fear. Fear keeps us from exploring, from knowing, from finding and seeking the answers, and the feelings that you feel sometimes you don't know what they are, and so you think that they're, quote unquote scary, and you have to work through that. I have, and I'm still doing it, and it's coming through very, like, my heart's palpitating right now. They're like, say this. there is no place for fear. It can't have a place if you expect to or want to follow your life's path, what you came here for.
Okay, very good. Does anybody else have a message that they're getting to share?
No, I felt it, though, whatever that was. I felt it, and I didn't get the goosebumps, but there was definitely something on my right side.
Working when we were visiting with this, the energy for Brittany?
Yeah, just now, yeah.
Very nice, very nice.
I do have a message to follow up with Mary Ann about the protection and beefing up protection, that it's also something we need to do with our properties, and however we choose to do it, and it's going to be different for different people for different purposes, but it needs to be something that they take that time to do and protect themselves as well as their property, so that when their guard is down momentarily, that it's safe still, and they're not, again, that horrible word fear, they're not fearing anything. They can be safe in their place and safe in their home and safe in their mind, and they can meditate and they can do everything that they need to do within their property and not have to worry about it. And even potentially automobiles, inside automobiles, for some reason, I just got automobiles that inside automobiles you can use protection in there as well.
You can place the bubble of protection around your vehicles as you're out and about on the highways, keeping yourself safe from, it's kind of cute. They're showing me an example of, on a motorcycle often has people will hang a bell so that the road gremlins won't come up and do damage to the bottom of your motorcycle. They're kind of showing me that too, doing protection completely and totally around your vehicles as well. For that protection of, you know, keeping you safe on the highways, keeping you safe from, you know, road hazards, from other vehicles, from, you know, that protection, that time of being safe.
And when we go places, we got to be careful not to bring those energies back with us.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. And your kids, when they go to school, with that protection around the school, you therefore you're protecting everyone.
Expand the boundaries,
yeah.
Yes. Excellent
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
Yes, very good. Very good input. Allowing that protection, allowing that. I'm going to throw a question at you, Danielle, and or Marianne, whoever gets the answer from Spirit first. Why could you find the need for putting on that kind of protection? Why do we think we, you know, why are we getting a message to protect? What is the reasoning?
Because it's always there.
I think there's things out there, negative energies out there right now that
they're constantly throwing stuff at us
in different times and in different places. And if our guard is down, for instance, if you are outside playing with your kids and negative energy is around and it attaches to you, you need to be able to flush that off so it doesn't come into your home and you don't have the potential for arguments in your home or anything of that nature. I think it's a time for peace right now. So I think that's one of the big reasons for the protection, is so that we can keep the peace.
I feel they're saying it's a spiritual vaccination. You vaccinate to prevent the illness or the sickness. So
yeah.
you put up your protection, and therefore it will prevent the need or the event of some negative energies.
Yeah. It also helps you to where you are going. Like
a transmit.
Okay. Good. That's, I like the input from everyone and from the group as a whole, because you know, you may see it from a different angle because of maybe you have children, or maybe you're this, that, or the other thing. And understanding it from that level of everyday life, everything that we have encounter and everything that we go through, we really need to have the protection of it. Like we teach in one of the classes that I believe most of the ladies that are in the reading this evening actually have taken that class. And then what's the first thing they teach us about when we touch other things? We need to protect ourselves from the imprints that other people may have left in those places, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, like if you grab a shopping cart and you walk around the aisle and you've been in a great mood and all of a sudden you're walking around and you're like ready, your knuckles are getting white because you're holding onto that shopping cart so tight. Well, think about when the last time somebody had been using that shopping cart was going through the checkout. Mm-hmm. And you know, that stress and that, oh my gosh, here I thought I was coming in just to get $100 worth of food and I'm pushing $250. And you've got that type of thing, that anxiety building, you've got those fears building. Those are all things that are imprinted into those handbars or handrails on like a shopping cart. Or, you know, if you sit down in a booth or at a chair or somewhere else.
Or just walk through the store.
Exactly. You can walk through those imprints. And those are some other reasons, too, for some of this protection that they're really showing us. And if we all go into, I'm not sure who it was who mentioned peace, but as we go into 2010, they're showing us that importance of going into it with peace. And if we're protecting and if we're keeping ourselves and we're keeping the areas around us clear and clean, and if we know when we go in the store we're going to grab a shopping cart and we energetically wipe off the old energy imprints, we're keeping peace, aren't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will find myself at times standing there sometimes and I'll just kind of clear the handles of three or four carts as I'm grabbing one or for myself because I want to bring peace to others that will be able to, you know, have a good experience and not pick up the imprint from somebody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another message I got, if you just spread the love, light, healing and just wherever you go, just keep spreading it around. And it's like a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. So it goes over so we don't have all these negative stuff going on and all these terrible things.
It reminded me of when we open up our points on our hands for healing work, how when we spin it in a clockwise motion and we just let it go out to infinity, almost like we could do that with the love, light, and healing,
mm-hmm.
and allow it to just pour over everything that we can and hit as many things as we can in the way.
I, last night actually for the first time got a revelation. As I was growing up, I grew up in a Christian home. We would say our prayers before going to sleep at night. And, I don't follow that path anymore, but last night I realized that in order to spread love, light, and healing, I sort of did a prayer-like thing where I went through all of my family, even nieces and nephews and my friends, and I pictured them in my mind and I sent them love. And I swear I levitated. I was so happy just doing that. I almost started crying. It was a wonderful experience, and that's I'm being led to share that would be a good way to start. If you're not sure listening to the program, how you could start spreading love, light, and healing, that's a way.
It's a blessing to be able to feel that.
And it's a form of meditation. It's a form of, if you will, prayerful meditation when you do that type of action.
It was wonderful.
Very nice. That's a great experience to feel that when you know you've opened your heart and you've let that unconditional love and those blessings and that reverberate out. And somebody said it's kind of like dropping a pebble in the water and seeing the ripples go in and out. As they were sharing that message, I was actually seeing somebody sitting out in the middle, but like not sitting on anything, but like sitting with their legs folded and hovering over the water. And as the different actions that are happening and the different things that we're doing in our lives, imagine each one of those different actions being a drop into that water, which then creates a reaction. And that's what I was seeing as that person was sharing that message. Allow that to go in and out. Allow, and know that what you send out is also going to come back. So on the same token, having that awareness of what we're sending out, what do we really want to come back to us? I'm hearing a message for somebody by the name of Gloria, that they are really saying that this is really symbolic for you, and that the person that I actually saw in this hovering position was this person is actually a physical person that is actually listening to the program or is going to be listening or picking up this message somehow, somewhere, that as you drop that, be aware of what you're dropping, because what you are sowing is what you're going to reap as it comes back to you. Because you know that as a ripple in a river, as in a lake, goes out, it'll wash into shore, but it always comes back out. Mm-hmm. It always returns to the sender. So know that that is a message that's going out to the many of us and to one person in particular. Her name is Gloria. Know that what you are sending out, you will reap back in many, many fold return. So apparently you are on a path of sharing enlightenment, sharing love, and you are going to be receiving that back. They're just really showing me that blessing's coming back to you. Know that you can stand in that steadfast. Know that you can stand in that with that divine knowledge that what you sow is your reaping is coming back to you. I have a message to share with Mary Ann. And Mary Ann, they're telling me that the faithfulness of the mother has brought many changes and has brought many awakenings within your own household, that even though many have kind of stood back and looked at some of the different things that are going on in your household and could kind of have been looked at as in a critical manner, you held your ground as they're showing me as firm and as steadfast and unwavering, that no matter what goes on, no matter what happens within that household and the dynamics within each of your children, even though your children are older and grown up and have their own families and some are away from the area and some live close by and some live in the same place, there's that love of acceptance that you resonate out, and they're saying that this is the blessing of your path that you created as you were looking to create a family. As you were looking to create loved ones, as you were looking to create something that you did not have in your childhood, that you did not have in your youth, you actually have done that through the total acceptance of each person and each person into each person's individuality. Allow yourself to continue to do that. Allow yourself to they're also saying you don't want to get stepped on, though. You don't want to be taken advantage of. You want to use wisdom of the divine. I'm sorry, I'm not seeing the name of it. What I'm seeing is I'm seeing what looks like a grand wizard, like if I were looking at Merlin, but not Merlin. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing, use the wisdom of that ancient teaching, that, and I'm sorry, I'm not hearing the name, but listen to the teaching of that, because they are helping you to be able to fulfill that part of that mission.
I know. I feel them when I'm meditating, and the reason that we don't get the name is because they don't tell me, because I wouldn't be able to remember it, and I can't even pronounce it.
Okay. That's so true. Sometimes they'll just tell us to just give me a name. A name isn't significant. Just give me a name.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a channel that wants to come through, and it's kind of funny. She visits every now and then when we're in a group setting, and it usually will happen when we're doing an open forum or we're doing like a table type of get together, and she wants to come in this evening. So if you guys don't mind, I'm going to let her come in. Does that sound okay with the group?
That sounds great.
Very welcome.
Welcome, my ladies. We're lovely to have you here this evening, and I'm just thrilled to be able to be a part of this time once again, as you are moving into the new worlding of times and moving into the new year. I am so happy that you are all here, and you are all growing, and you are all learning, and you are all becoming happy. I have asked and asked for many times for finding that fulfillment of that happiness. And that is what I ask for many who hear these words, is to find the happiness which is within your hearts, which is within a part of your beings. Allow yourself that happiness. allow yourselves to see the excitement that will come in as a form of anxiety, as you have said, my little one, over here. As you have sowed those and you have experienced those anxieties, let yourselves be blessed. Let that happiness become a part of your path. Do not allow that anxieties to be a part of your path, but allow the happiness to be a part of your path. The anxieties will bring the openness, which will open the door to the happiness. But do not stay in that sorrow. Do not stay in the anxieties. Do not stand in fears. Stand in love and stand and embrace those moments. There be those who have children's, many children's, and they are blessed with those children's, and they have walk that path of being an example and a guide and a leader. Find the happiness. See the moment. Sit back and enjoy their lives. Some of your children are large and older and grown, and some are still small. Allow yourselves to experience the happiness in each and every one of them. Knowing their individual paths, their individual lives is so important to follow and follow within that happiness. And there'll be some that will be hearing the words of this as it comes across upon this radio program. Know that there are you who have been out there with your children. Feel the blessings of your children and feel the blessings and allow yourself to experience that happiness. Allow yourselves to see and share that happiness as they are playing in life, as they are studying, and as they are learning, and you are being an example for them to know how to be happy. It is time for happiness. It is time for joy. It is time for celebration. It is time to move forward with much happiness and much celebration. We ask and advise also that it is time for some to grab up your skirts and go to work. It is time to move forward and in your happiness and in your joy of fulfilling the accomplishments of finishing a project and of doing a project that brings you much happiness as well. And I say, move forward with happiness and be in charge within your own lives that happy vibration of love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She's a hoot.
She is.
I love her.
Every time I try not to start busting up laughing.
There's times that when we have messages that come through and we have words of encouragement and they come in and they bring in messages, I apologize to those that don't know. I'm kind of leave. I'm kind of not present, so I don't always know what they share and what the message is that they always want to bring through and what they are. So whatever her message was and whatever the message was to those that are listening, I want to encourage you to hear the message that she brought forward and know that it's a message from her heart, because as she brings that message forward, and as I kind of step out of the picture and I allow her to come in, I can just feel it coming from her heart. She just vibrates with this. She's a very compassionate, passionate type of energy that comes through. So whatever she shared, if she shared with everybody or, you know, the group, I just take the message that she shared and follow through with it and let it be enlightenment to you as well.
It just vibrates through you when you hear her voice.
Spirit bones all over.
Get those good old chills.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Get those good old chills. Jen, there's a message that's coming in for me to share with you. And they're wanting me to encourage you to... I know that this is probably going to sound kind of redundant, but they're wanting you to stand in your personal power. That you are lacking, you're not grabbing your own personal power. You're kind of going through the motions.
Right.
And they're saying it's time for you to grab your personal power. And they're showing me you actually wrapped in what is an absolutely beautiful, I don't know if when you were over, when you were traveling, and I believe you were overseas, I don't know if you saw this beautiful orange, like almost like orange, like tapestry type of cloth and clothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing me you in that, and allowing yourself to be encompassed with that energy again. Something that you may have felt while you were traveling. Allow yourself to feel that, and know that you don't have to fulfill the expectations of anybody other than yourself.
Okay.
You don't have to answer to They're saying you don't have to answer to this man. You don't have to answer to the system. You don't have to answer to, you can stand within your own power. You can stand within your own right. Your son, they're saying your son is one of the most important factors and contributions to your path that you are really working with very strongly right now. And by allowing outside forces to begin to manipulate you, that's actually slowing down, you're helping him as he's maturing.
Okay.
I'm also hearing a message to share with you from, I don't know who this gentleman is. At first I thought it was going to come through as your father, but this gentleman feels like it's a generation back from there. And this gentleman is wanting me to bring in the message and the words of encouragement of self-love is the key to accepting, self-love is the key to accepting your role and your place within the nucleus and the network of the people that you are working with right now.
Okay.
This person says that you knew them ever so briefly, but that they have known you and they are with you and they walk with you. That they are actually one of the energies, they are one of the, I don't want to say guardians, but it feels like guardian. That they're there with you, they're guiding you, they're directing you.
Was he a real person?
Yes. Yes. Like I said, it feels like it's a generation, like I'm stepping back a generation further than like your parents. But I'm not, I can't say I see it as a grandfather. I'm not seeing where it's at, but that this person knew you ever so briefly, they're saying. And they're bringing in that bit of encouragement and guidance for you.
Okay.
Also, there's something about, I don't know if you've begun looking for work.
Yeah.
They said that, they're saying that as you're looking for work, when you move in within your own personal power, that perfect position is going to be there for you. It may not seem like the perfect position, but it is the perfect position.
Oh, that's good to know.
That sometimes you stand in your own way. Sometimes you stand within the gateway of the blessing and say, but how can this be? You ask too many questions, they're saying.
Yeah.
Allow that to flow. Allow that to happen and kind of step aside and let it come through.
Yeah.
Let what's going to come in come through. It may almost seem like, oh, do I have to do this again? Do I have to go there again?
Yeah.
But there's a purpose to it, and there's a higher purpose to it this time. Because you're going to carry a message with confidence. You're going to go in, and you're actually going to have, you're actually, they're showing me that actually through some of the work that you're going to do and some of the openness to who it is that you are, you're actually going to help save somebody's life.
That's good.
Actually being able to put, they're saying, the words that you can share, the actions that you share, and acceptance of yourself is one of the tools and keys that's going to help other people realize that they can do that exact same thing.
Okay.
Allow that to flow. Allow that to be a reality.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a message coming through from a great-grandmother. Does anybody have a great-grandmother on the other side who may want to speak to them tonight that I can make? Because I'm not picking any one of you in particular. It may be somebody for the radio. I have a great-grandmother who's coming through. This grandmother, her hair is grayish, and she's got it pulled up towards the back of her head. And she's got,
mm-hmm.
Would it be yours?
Yeah. And she speak very, very, very thick German accent.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
And she's coming through with a message of love, and she's coming through with a message of kind of like that kudos. You're doing a good job. You're doing what you've come to do. It's a kudos message. It's a, you know, a pat on the shoulder, kind of message that she wants to bring forward. And she also is saying, the call that you've been called to do from the highest frequency, do from the highest level, and allow yourself time and space to do it. Allow the others of your household to help give you space to do that and let it happen.
I understand that that would be coming from her, because she came from a time where she served her family like I do.
Okay.
And so she's saying you need to let them stand back so you can do what you have to do.
Okay. Okay. Seeing if I can get any other connections here. I'm actually seeing somebody who's got a wringer washer. Oh, my goodness. I'm seeing somebody who's actually using a wringer washer, and they're maybe it's symbolic, because they're saying that as you are going through and cleaning up and mucking up some of the messes of life, make sure that you use like the energy or like that pressure that would happen with those. I don't know, as you were kids, ever get your hands caught in one of those things? Gosh, they hurt. They're saying, let that completely wring it out. Let that completely squish out the yuck and put things through that funnel and through the energy of that for clearing and for, I'm just seeing cleansing.
I'm seeing forgiveness of yourself too in that message. You know, you muck stuff up, you feel bad, and shame and guilt and those types of things. So forgive yourself and move on.
Okay. Kind of wring it out.
Yeah.
Let it be gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wipe it out.
Just let it be away from you. Seeing yourself as you come through on the other side, you're all cleaned and ringed out and washed out and cleared out. I received a message from somebody who had asked me a question about family dynamics and the mess within the family dynamics, and that there's a lot of lies and secrets and kind of garbage going on behind one another's backs. And they're showing me that this is something that you need to move into your own personal space of understanding that if you're going to stop it, it has to stop at you. If it's going to begin to be put under control, it has to be begun to be put under control at your space, at your awareness, because they're in a comfort zone and they're caught in this rut. They're caught in this. They don't even realize that what they're doing and what they're spitting out at each other, and I'm actually seeing it like throwing up words at each other, just blah, 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 and telling these lies and having these secrets. And the message that they want me to share with you is that in that space and in that happening, just realize your role in it and say, wait a minute, enough is enough, stop it. And I'm not going to get caught in the drama of this anymore. I'm going to be responsible enough to take a step back and say, you guys can stay in your own little drama, trauma world if you want. I'm moving forward. I'm taking my life forward. I'm being accountable for myself. I'm moving out of that comfort zone of this level of garbage, of hateful words, of resentment. Move yourself away from that, and they will see in time. It's not going to shut them up when you do this, but it's going to shut the gate of interaction between everybody and yourself. Let them do what they're going to want to do in their own realm. As you begin to take and work within yourself and for yourself, you're going to notice that you get much stronger and that you actually are able to overcome that through your own strength. There's somebody else who's got a message for her as well.
Yeah, I have a message, and I don't know who it's for, but anyways, to clean your clutter. Get rid of your clutter so you can get on with your life, so you can start your new, like your rebirth and your death, like that. And just get clear your clutter. Clean out your house, clean out your yard, clean out everything. And make room for clean energy, positive energy to come through and around your house and around you.
I'm actually seeing that as physical stuff. Is that what you're relating
yes,
to?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing my house. that message resonates well with me right now.
Maybe it's a message for a lot of us out there that we just collect all this stuff and we just put it like in our attics, in our corners. You know, we see stuff on sale. We just buy it and then we don't do anything with it. And it just builds up clutter and you can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get rid of the clutter.
Cleaning space.
Yeah, some of us also do things like that because we didn't have it when we were younger, and we don't want to have to buy it again or worry about if it's there when we need it. So, yeah, a lot of people do that. I'm at fault just as much as the next person, so I understand that.
So the message rings true for probably a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot
of situations.
Because it wasn't any one particular person.
Okay. And Kelly, were you getting a message?
You know, it was very strange. I was seeing when you were speaking with the woman with her, or the family. I got the feeling it was the woman. I was seeing Darth Vader, and Josie, the helmet, everything coming forward. And I'm not sure if it's for that particular situation or somebody else out there that might resonate with this, but yes, Darth Vader was kind of this bad guy for a long time, but then in the end they came into their own. It, like the phoenix that came along with that, the phoenix kind of rose from the ash. Darth Vader brought balance to the force, so maybe there's somebody who will resonate with that it seems haunting and daunting, but there is good in them.
For every bad, there has to be good. For every good, there has to be bad. There has to be a balance. So yeah, that message has a pretty a strong message to it, in the sense that and associated with this woman who had sent me the email, knowing that. Yeah, that hopefully through their darkness, but you being able to bring balance from your end of things will help you move through that, will help you be able to...
Oh, that clicks right there. Yes, because she sees others as like, you know, awful or, you know, I can't believe they did this. They see her that way too, but she can be like... Anakin, that was his name, right? Yeah, Anakin Skywalker, you know, who did end up with, you know, a good heart and did the right thing and brought peace. There we go, back to the peace.
I have a message for somebody, and again, I don't know who it is, but this woman is being belittled by her husband, and you need to stick up for yourself. Just don't let him tear you down like that. Take back your power. You can do it. You just can't, don't let him do that to you. Take control, and you can get help.
Yes, that's coming in strong. There are numbers you can call. There are people. There are a lot of times family can say, "Oh, I can't believe he'd do that," or "Oh, he's such a nice guy." But there will always be the one person that can look you in the eye and just give you the love that you'll need to make the step forward. However that may be,
She's got so much fear that you don't have the fear. Just walk out. And just so he can't belittle you like that.
I'm also hearing within that there's the possibility, and I'm not sure if this is the same person or if this is kind of like a spin-off message from that message, but there's also a person out there who is hearing that kind of garbage coming out of their spouse's mouth, and you can look at them and you can sit them down and you can say, "I don't think you really mean to be doing this to me. Are you aware you're doing this to me?" I'm really hearing that opening a channel of communication, and maybe if you can't do it across the table from one another, you can do it through other means. They're showing me technology. They're showing me email. They're showing me text messaging.
Yeah. Also, too, is just write a letter to all your feelings down and how you feel and how it hurts you and how it just makes you feel like you're just a nothing. And I'll put that all down in words and then give it to them.
Okay. Good.
And there's getting boundaries. It is a very healthy thing to have a boundary to put up. You know, we can love and be with, you know, family or partners, but there, there are lines that can be crossed, and like Marianne was saying to the other, you don't want to be a doormat walked on. Boundaries keep you safe, and they help you. It's hard to find the words.
And stay on top of it and say, and know when to say when.
Yeah, and love yourself. So number one thing is the self-love that's come up before tonight.
Well, love yourself.
Yep, and and this is coming in strong too. Setting it with children. If you have children, they see it too, and they know it, and they learn it, and be their hero. So for you, for them and yourself.
Being the example.
The example, yeah.
Being the example. Healthy, as you were saying boundaries, I was seeing healthy boundaries. That healthy boundary that we often have to look at through the window of, I love myself and I love myself enough to say, see the hand, stop it. I've created that boundary that says, because I do love myself and I do love you unconditionally as much as I love myself unconditionally, I'm telling you, stop it. I'm putting a boundary, a healthy boundary there that's going to keep me safe, happy, healthy, and not in a place where I believe, like the energy I'm feeling as Marianne's picking it up, that being so beaten down, that being so trodden on, by another individual, and that's just so sad that we feel we have the right to do that to another individual. But express that so that they can understand where you're coming from. As you allow it to build, and then you lash out, that creates more negativity and it doesn't bring peace. The communication through, like some people were getting, writing a letter or sending a note or something like that, that gives the opportunity for peace.
That if you learn how to just communicate and just be truthful with one another and to it, and that also just, that really does help, and just send them the love that you can unconditionally.
Truth is so important. Personal truths are so important. Finding those personal truths and standing within them.
I'm also hearing, you know, with the new year, we make our new year's resolutions. And this is a really good year to get rid of those bad habits. Which is very fitting.
For the clutter.
Yeah, exactly. That goes right along with the clutter, which is definitely in my house. I even have all kinds of boxes ready to go to pack that stuff up and take it to Salvation Army.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to begin to wrap it up here. Is there anyone who has anything they feel pressing to share?
I just want to send out love, light, and healing to all.
I think as we all unite our energy and we all put our energy together and we send that out and we say, may your lives be blessed with love, light, and healing.